I'm Todd, the creator of Making the Frequency. What do you want? Jokes? Jump cuts? I have nothing more to say about nothing. I stare at the void of the blank document. Who even am I? A writer? A hack? Certainly not the creator of a number one frequency show. What was I even thinking? A show about me making a show about me making a show? Ha ha ha! This is fucking embarrassing. God damn it! Maybe I'm a genius. Maybe this show is my ticket to something else. A toilet flushes. I'm actually not at a chair or writing a script. I'm in a coma. See that lard ass laying there, comatose, being rushed through the hospital hallway? That's me. I'm comatose.
Todd, oh, please, God, stay with us, baby. Please, I'm here with you.
They all looked at my stupid fucking face when the results of the monthly audio show festival were counted. Number one, Making the Frequency by me. I don't deserve this. I wanted to hear Crembly Wembles eating ass in episode 2. I'm sorry, Aaron. I'm an imposter. This is an imposter syndrome coma.
Baby, please.
I can't write another episode from a coma.
Wake up!
Wake up, motherfucker. You're just gonna ride your high horse to LA because your little fucking frequency shit was voted back? You're gonna make an ass of yourself.
Ah, you don't know what you're saying.
What about me, Todd? What about us? What about the life we've been building all these years? You're just jumping ship like, fuck it, you asshole.
Baby, 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 I love you so much. I had absolutely no clue that I'd ever be a genius with anything. Making the Frequency has proven that. I fucking can't lose. I mean, I just need to be somewhere I can reach my potential. If we truly love each other, you'll understand. I just have to see about this.
Oh, Todd, that's such bullshit. You want the lifestyle, don't ya? You want Hollywood parties, you wanna play poker with Andy Dick, don't ya? You wanna ream some fucking blow off a nasty stripper's fake tits, right? Am I right?
Kate, I understand why you're freaking out, but please listen. I don't want any of that. Seriously, I might actually be good at something. I might actually have a future. I promise I'll be good. This is for us. Sweet Jesus, great writer. How about great actor? Here I come, blow. Here I come, stripper tits. Todd Donald is on his way to stardom, and he's watched enough Entourage to believe that this is attainable.
This motherfucker right here, he's a goddamn genius. Making the Frequency is a monster hit, Callie.
Yeah, I know. You've been talking about him since his other show.
Well, I gotta say, being here in Los Angeles and hanging out for real at a Post-101 screening party with Avin Gaith and Kelly Kazoo, I must be dreaming.
Yeah, this must be all super exciting for you, eh, Todd? Oh, shit, it's DeMorge! Come over here, DeMorge. You gotta meet this guy.
Oh, shit, DeMorge Brown? No fucking way! How does my hair look, Ovid?
You're bald.
Oh.
You're bald.
I'm truly living the dream, not to mention special time with models, and not to mention...
Good fucking blow! Ah! Woo! Oh! Shit!
I think you should take it easy with that stuff.
But seriously, hey ladies, look at those rails of Florida snow in your titties. I'd buy that for $1. Like the guy in Robocop, right? You get that, right?
But seriously, take it easy.
Jesus fucking Christ, Todd. Is this what you think you are?
Holy shit, who the hell are you?
You can call me Lyle. Think of me as your own subconscious Jiminy Cricket.
I warned you, man. I've reached hubris, and I'm hopped up on some pretty good Colombian marching powder. So if you want to go at it, hop in this jacuzzi your own risk, bitch.
Get out and listen to me.
Ah, my fucking lobes.
Bye-bye.
Get home safe, ladies. By the way, they're not real. None of this is. This stereotype of California you're pulling derivatively from biopics and shit, that's weak, man. Maybe you are a fucking hack.
Take it easy, Lyle. What the fuck do you mean this isn't real? What isn't real?
This is a dream.
Oh my God, how did you do that?
Like I said, this is your own subconscious. And you're not on an empty beach in Los Angeles. In reality, you're in Ontario in a coma.
Okay, so it's just, I'm the doctor, you're unconscious on the table. All right, everybody calm down. It's okay. I'm a doctor.
Whoa.
Do Do you even remember what you're hiding from? Would you really go for this twisted Sunset Boulevard sequence in real life?
God damn it, maybe you're right. I am hiding.
From what?
Hiding myself from the fear of failure.
Everyone is afraid to fail. Why can't you wake up from it?
Because I don't know how. I wrote Making the Frequency Episode 1 thinking it didn't stand a chance, and it got voted back. I wrote Making the Frequency Episode 2 to turn people off, and they liked it even more. What the fuck?
We all know that, Todd, but that isn't all of it, is it?
No.
You're afraid that if you don't have this easy meta show to lean on, that you don't have another story to tell, right?
I am.
Oh, but you know that's not true, my man.
You know that rooftop sequence at the end of Vanilla Sky? Everyone in my coma dream is now there via movie magic.
We're all afraid of the nothing, Todd.
That isn't even the real Abbot Gaith.
No, but it's the warm thought of Abed in your heart. And he's not wrong.
What about you, warm thought of Callie?
If you really want to know what you're made of, it lies beyond making the frequency.
Also true. Now look, Todd, this coma dream, much like the meta story it's happening in, can only be released by you with a choice.
I get it now. I need to self-cancel.
So, by leaping off of this roof in your mind, this is you declaring that you're ready to wake up and prove to yourself that you can write.
Oh, Lars. You've been my star and co-star on this ridiculous meta-episodic journey, you handsome Norwegian-American son of a bitch.
I guess I'll see you in another life, when we are both cats.
Okay, Todd, are you ready to take this leap back into reality and face the unknown?
Or fall flat on my face as the hack I might just be.
And with this leap, I self-cancel. I see glimpses, in a really fast sequence, shots of me falling, computer man back to me falling, turning longbows, trading, back to me falling, oh shit.
Oh shit!
Back to me falling, Ramsburg, Redtown. These beautifully inspired works, me falling, Tales from Railroad Time, me falling. I'm sure they doubt themselves too, but they're not afraid to fall. And so it will be with me. My body meets the ground. We fade to black.
Wake up, Todd. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.